Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, a new school study. Also, regulating gaming. And Tommy Tuberville finds a hill he couldn't hold.
Pancake!
Always try to hit through the ball.
Niedermeyer? Certainly a loser. All this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and Josh Moon, investigative reporter and columnist at APR.
Hey again, y'all.
Hey, how are y'all doing again?
We're doing good.
Good.
You know, Josh, we've all written a lot about medical cannabis, and most of it has just been a look at how they have failed.
Yeah,
so many turns. One of the things that they did recently that was smart is they required all the companies looking at getting an integrated license, they required that they unredact all their information except for proprietary information. And it looked like somebody had gone in and taken a CIA dossier that had, you know, one word here and one at the ending, and had stripped it back. Mm-hmm. But when it stripped back, it revealed a lot to you.
Yeah, it was. Well, there were a lot of problems in terms of them following the laws or not following the laws, I guess, that we have. So, for example, securing a performance bond, something that they have to do. A lot of the companies had not even taken a step towards doing that, really. And in that section, they just put down there, yeah, we're going to do this and this and this, which is basically how you apply for a performance bond. There were locations and being able to produce within 60 days. A lot of people, you could look at, there's no chance that they were going to be ready to go. So there were just a number of problems, including lawsuits. That was one on the, that the commission said themselves, that we're going to look at this. And if you've had, if you've been the defendant in a lawsuit, that especially one that questioned your business practices, we're going to, you know, that's probably going to be a knock against you. And there were multiple companies, including some very high scoring companies that had multiple lawsuits.
There were two companies that were involved in racketeering lawsuits.
Yeah.
There was another company, Southeast Cannabis, that had defaulted on $275,000 worth of plants coming out of Canada. Never even bothered to respond to any of the legal stuff. Ended up with a $334,000
default judgment.
Thank you.
Well, and if you get your dentures adjusted, you know, you wouldn't have that problem.
That's true.
But 33 is a tough one.
I got my backup over.
I got you.
But Josh, one of the commissioners brought that up after you reported it, and they said, "Oh, don't worry, we paid it all but $50,000."
Yeah.
Right.
It raises a lot of questions about this process and what exactly is going on in the background, because it's been, and whether or not. Yeah, there's a chance, a slim chance, that everything's just fine and this is all just circumstantial happenstance, you know, things, unfortunate series of mistakes.
No.
It looks like a smoke-filled back room with the good old boys handing out something.
Yeah.
And the commission has done this to themselves by allowing the secretive applications to come in all redacted like a CIA document, holding the votes and things in an executive session by secret ballot and never having a public debate about the companies.
Right.
Yeah. And Judge Anderson has warned them.
Yeah.
Warned them they cannot do this secret ballots. They're supposed to do it. They are a government body. They have to do this by deliberation, not by secret ballot in the back room.
Well, I mean, the entire process has been one catastrophe or one, and it's all ending in chaos. Mm-hmm. Now, can they get it done? Yes, because as we well know, Mississippi did.
Yeah.
And 30 other states have done it before.
Yes.
So it's totally possible.
Yeah.
It's just, and I think the world of John McMillan, who's the commissioner mm-hmm. over there, mm-hmm. or the director, think the world of him. But I think he's been disturbed mm-hmm. by some of his attorneys.
That's, yeah, I think that's
and
true.
Staff.
And the staff. And I think that's all true. And I think that there have been things that have happened that probably sometime in the future we'll find out that was very purposeful, the reason why these things took place, and that some people had some personal stakes in a lot of this. But, you know, I'll also say, too, that this is not necessarily rocket science.
Right.
And the reason why these companies that have sued the Medical Cannabis Commission have been successful in this process is because they have simply asked them to follow the laws that are written
right.
by the legislature.
Right.
And that's what they have failed at in this.
And there's two companies that one of them has a dirt patch. The other one is still listed a vacant lot. The third one that hasn't even purchased the property yet to do this with. You've got Verano with $161 million tax problem. You got four companies right there, boys. You can scratch, you know.
And the only thing that the only thing they need to do is bring Tony Soprano in.
No doubt. I mean, the research that Josh and I have done over this, we can tell you, we can pick you out the five companies, because this is the research the staff should have done for the commissioners. It wasn't that tough.
Yeah.
This entire process has been so weird and so confusing and so muddled. And it just, you know, it raises so many questions. And I don't know who wants to be involved in a process
right.
like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it has been terrible. One thing that happened this past week that was good news for our armed service members is that Tommy Tuberville finally relented mm-hmm. on his 10-month hold mm-hmm. on military promotions. And the next day they passed, they promoted 475, I think.
440
mm-hmm. New officers. Which what people fail to realize is that for every officer, there's an enlisted man below them.
Yeah.
That's going to go up or go somewhere. These were large groups of people, not just officers that he was harming, mm-hmm. and he was putting our country at risk at a time when there are hot wars and really bad places. Mm-hmm. But Josh, he had the nerve to say it was a draw.
Yeah, it really gave me a new insight into why he failed at recruiting. People on the other side of this, they say, well, you know, he's taking a stand against a political position. And I'll say, you know, no, that's not right. What that Department of Defense policy did, which was paying for the travel, reimbursing the travel for people, service members who had to go out of state because the services that they were seeking were illegal in the state where they were
right.
stationed. All right. That is, to me, the most apolitical thing that you can do. All right. You're saying, if you want to go and do this, all right, we've stationed you in this place where it may not align with your political
right.
beliefs, and you want to go and do this.
Right.
And so we're going to reimburse you for that. So you're not having to pay for this.
Right.
They have no choice where they live.
Right. Exactly. And they may not believe like you believe. All right. And so if they want to go and do this, that's up to them. We're not paying for the service.
No.
We're paying for the travel.
Well, and he lied repeatedly and made it sound like they were actually paying for the service.
Yes, they did.
But anyway, Tuberville, you lost. It's called You Got Zero, man.
Yeah.
All right. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
There seems to be a new wave of aggressive driving lately.
You see those people, they are the ones that are tailgating other people because they have to get through their destination now.
Weaving in and out of traffic, looks like they could care less about who's around them. There's no one else on the roadway. They're the only one there.
Aggressive driving can be the difference between life and death.
All because somebody thought they needed to be the front of the line and get there first.
Slow down. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Your home is your most valuable asset, but what if someone tried to steal it from you? Property fraud is one of the fastest growing areas of fraud in the country today.
As a district attorney, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of property fraud. That's why I'm proud to support the Montgomery County Probate Court's REACT program.
REACT is designed to protect your property and to give you peace of mind by signing up you'll receive an email notification if a document is filed against your property.
This program is a game changer. It has the potential to prevent fraud and protect countless homeowners throughout Montgomery County.
So don't wait. Sign up for REACT today and protect your home.
Protect your home with REACT. Sign up today.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You know, Susan, we've all looked at gambling for well over a decade. Mm-hmm. And the state's been struggling with this issue for over two decades. Mm. But there's a solution mm-hmm. to the gambling problem. There's a solution that to the legal gaming and the illegal gaming. Mm-hmm. Representative Andy Witt of Harvest, smart guy, very funny guy, actually, mm-hmm. everybody says.
I enjoy him a lot.
Mm-hmm. He has traveled the state, mm-hmm. looked at legal gambling, illegal gambling, and he was shocked, as I was too, to see the numbers mm-hmm. of illegal situations in our state. And he wants to close those loopholes mm-hmm. so that we only have mm-hmm. legalized gaming.
Exactly. And what we're talking about here is we're not talking about Porch Creek. We're not talking about Victory Lane. We're not talking about Green Track. We're talking about illegal gaming machines in the back of gas stations, hair salons, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when they went out to see what was actually out there, they thought they'd see dozens. They ended up seeing thousands. Mm-hmm. And so they realized that, you know, we've got to do something about this and give the sheriffs in these counties and some teeth to go about cleaning this up.
Well, and the problem, Josh, with some of the sheriffs having teeth is that they've already got skin in the game, it appears.
Well, first of all, I've got to say that I'm severely hurt that neither you or Andy Witt will read my stuff over the last several years, where I've told y'all this is happening everywhere, man. This is all over the place. You can go into any gas station and buy basically a lottery ticket at this point, you know? It's everywhere. You can do it. You can literally do a scratch-off in a Tala, okay? Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's all over the place, and people are violating the laws all the time.
Yeah.
And you're right about when you brought up Victory Land and Green Track and some of these other places, a lot of people on the right side of this who are being paid by a lot of entities, some of them outside this state, to keep us from having legal gambling here because it's going to take away the revenue from their casinos. Those people will say, they'll lump those folks in there and say, well, it's illegal gambling too. Haven't you seen the AG raid them down there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a whole long line of legal things that went into that, okay, including constitutional amendments that were voted on. And I'll also point out that the owners of those facilities have gone out and tried their best to remain legal by taking the electronic bingo machines out of their places and replacing them with historical horse racing machines. So there have been an effort by a lot of the legal places to remain legal. Mm-hmm. And then you have these folks that are running around in Jefferson County and Greene County and Walker County. And, it's just... You know, we've got a whole Dixie Mafia sort of thing going on with these folks that are keeping barrels of money in basements and whatnot. And those folks are operating illegal establishments. And we know they are, and they've been raided at certain times. But that's the other problem. And when people tell you that we need to fix the laws, what they're talking about is going into these places where millions and millions of dollars, and I'm not over...
No, you're not at all.
Are exchanging hands and from God knows who, and we've heard stories of organized crime being involved in it and everything else. And they shut them down, and they're open 2 days later because we're talking about misdemeanors.
Right.
And so that's what has to be fixed, and we're not going to get there, and you can't enforce it. Ask the AG himself. You can't enforce it without money.
I'm sorry, Susan, but one of the things that Representative Witt's going to have to do is you can't just make it all illegal. There's got to be a portion that says, this is what we will allow. Mm-hmm. And that shrinks the size of gambling in the state, not expands it. But people are going to stand there and lie. I mean, they're getting paid to lie about it. And it's you were going to say, Susan.
Well, it's like Josh said, you know, when you're looking at Mississippi and places like that, that are indeed going to lose revenue mm-hmm. over this. You know, they're basically sending their lobbyists over here to tell the lies that, you know, that, we just don't need gaming at all. Gaming's here.
Yeah.
Gaming's here from the legal ones in Jefferson and all those counties to the legal ones in, you know, the Victory Land and Porch Creek and all that. It's already here.
Yeah.
We've got to get a handle on this. We've got to get it where the state can start making some money off of it.
Yeah, and you know, another big problem that you'll hear from people is, well, we just want the lottery.
Okay? Yeah,
Why can't you just approve an education lottery? You can't do that because of a number of issues regarding federal laws and the way that that's going to then affect the gambling throughout the rest of the state.
Right.
And I can explain it to you, but it would take the rest of the show.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to, it doesn't work. It does not work.
And the other part of that was a great 80s idea.
Yeah.
This is 2023.
Yeah.
And it diminishing returns. Yeah, the lottery, it's shown over and over to have diminishing returns. There's nothing there.
Yeah, no. I want to move on. Got about 2.5 minutes. Governor Ivey's Commission on Teaching and Learning came out with their report last week, and they had some amazing positive things to say. One is more funding for teachers and for people to assist teachers, more for children in schools. And it makes a lot of sense. A lot of support for struggling schools. This is what it said. It really looks like a great plan. Josh, how are you going to do any of these things if you give all the money away to these education savings accounts, AKA vouchers?
Yeah, you're not going to do any of it. And you're going to hurt the very kids that you're sitting there talking about helping, that need the help the most in these schools, because they don't have the transportation options. They don't have the options to go to a private school. They're never going to be able to take advantage of this stuff. And anybody that lives in the real world, and you ask them this question, how are you going to take this kid that lives in rural Jackson County or in inner city Montgomery, Birmingham, wherever, how are you going to get them to the private school?
Right.
You know, even if that voucher covered it, how are you going to get them there? Who's going to pay for their lunch?
Right.
You know? And they don't have an answer for that. And they'll tell you straight up, well, this may not be for them. So then you're going to leave those children, thousands of children, into these schools that you claim are so terrible. The parents need to be, we need to give the parents $7,000 to get them the hell out of those schools over there. But that's how terrible they are. But we're going to leave the poorest, the most at-risk kids in there. And that's how we're going to handle this. Is that what you're telling me is going to work?
Yeah. I mean, Susan, this would be revolutionary changes. Taking into account the very kids, the ones that have to have the free lunches and free breakfast sometimes, and have special attention paid to them because of their dire situation.
Yeah,
it wants to address this.
It wants to address the failing schools. It wants to address the ones that have the most poverty-ridden children in them, and with a good plan, even starting with mandatory kindergarten is one of the things they're going to do. And they're going to put some funding over there so that they can really try to help these schools. But you can't do that if you're sending the money somewhere else.
Yeah. Stop wanting. Yeah. Stop wanting and do it.
Yeah.
You wanted to build a new prison for $1 billion. It's getting done.
Yeah.
Put the same emphasis on that and do it.
I agree. All right. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
5, 6, 20. As a paramedic, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen.
I've seen all types of horrible things.
I mean, we're there basically picking up the pieces from your worst day.
Everyone is just driving and not paying attention.
We all have the same goal. All of us want to go home alive and safe and harm nobody else in the process.
Slow down. Be careful. Care about the other people on the road. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. I know this is a rented mule that I beat quite often, but I feel it's necessary. One of the things that if you look back in Alabama history, in 2010, the Republicans came into office, took over the legislature, promising to be pro-business, pro-growth, and anti-corruption, and also that they wanted to shrink the size and scope of government. Now, on a couple of those, they did pretty well. On the corruption,
Which two did they do well on?
The pro-growth, pro-business, I would say. But, you know, we can disagree on that. Let's just say that over time, we now have some folks in the Alabama legislature that claim to be Republicans.
Folks is a nice way to put it.
that are about as authoritarian acting as the John Birchers were. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people sincerely want to tell you what you can watch, what you can read, what you can teach your children.
What you can keep in history.
Yeah. I mean, it's so bad, Susan, that the group of senators are going after the board at Archives and History in Alabama because they had a one hour lecture on the history of LGBTQ people in Alabama. Now, they want to change that board so that they have total control.
They went so far as to lie and say children were present. Yeah. Like that. When they were not, it was a school day. How could they be? No, they want to ban books and libraries. They want to ban anything that has to do with LGBTQ. You know, you and I have been, and this is going to be kind of strong, but I'm going to say it anyway. You and I have been watching a lot of stuff on the Nazis and Hitler lately.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of similarities here. And I'm sorry. I know they want to erase history. I know they want to, you know, deal with CRT. But you got to think, if history repeats itself, you got to be careful with stuff like this. Well, and that's exactly where they're headed with these types of policies.
Listen, luckily, we don't have like some authoritarian figure at the top of the government structure that might inspire people to go and, you know, try to overthrow the government or hang the vice president or something.
Well, lately, the Moms for Liberty have been cheering that they think they have now taken over the Autauga County Library Board, and so that they can ban their books. Moms for Liberty want to ban LGBTQ books, history books about Black history, and that type of thing. Well, Josh, this past week, Christian Zinkler, who is the head of the GOP in Florida, and his wife, Bridget, found themselves in the middle of a scandal. He's been accused of raping a woman, and that the two of them had a three-way sexual relationship with Bridget. Bridget Ziegler has admitted that, yes, they did have an affair with this woman. So let me say, she started an organization that wants to keep kids away from LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking maybe she's good with the LB.
It's the, she maybe likes the LBG. The G. She just doesn't maybe like the T plus.
Yeah, she doesn't like
TQ plus.
TQ plus.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's another one of these sort of hypocritical sort of things. And, you know,
yeah, think.
And listen, so there will be a lot of people that then say, well, y'all came down on the folks at 1819 over the mayor and how they handled this. There's a difference here. Number one, her husband's been accused of rape.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's a crime every state still, apparently. Even though I know we rolled back a lot of protections of women and minorities, but still, rape's a crime. And then also, you get into the hypocrisy of this. And it's not just a small amount of hypocrisy.
Right.
It's a harmful amount of hypocrisy to a number of people. And you take it back to the archives thing that we were just talking about. If I go up to a normal Alabamian and say, well, the archives had this presentation about an hour, and they kind of just went through the history of LGBTQ folks in the state and what they've gone through, and that sort of the struggles. Who would give a damn?
No.
Nobody. No, but we've ramped it up with, the children were present, and they were, you know, they were trying to indoctrinate the children.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. And it's because, and again, it comes from people who don't have ideas about governing and things that they need this sort of attention and these sort of spectacles to make themselves seem like they're doing something.
Right. And I think the thing is here, the hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
And that's, I don't care. Most people don't care who you sleep with.
No,
they just don't care. And the ones that do care need to really get a life in my mind.
Yeah.
So I don't care if they're having menage a trois as long as it's consensual.
Yes.
Who cares?
And be consistent in what you spout out of your mouth.
But if you get accused of rape, that stuff's going to come out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's some really serious stuff. But anyway, I just think we really wish we would, you know, look at our own lives mm-hmm. and try not to build everybody else's just yeah. like ours.
Well, and it highlights really the stupidity and just the nature of these things over libraries yeah. now and, mm-hmm. and where they're blowing things out of proportion, these little tiny issues. I mean, we're talking about books and, you know, we had a discussion on our podcast yesterday about whose kids are going to the library to read porn right, and right. whatnot. You know what they're I mean? Not. And then on top of that, if you're worried about your 10-year-old going and picking up this book about, you know, lesbian, you know, love or whatever, that which is apparently one of the hot books that they highlighted at one of these events recently. What, are you just dropping the kid off at the library? Yeah, I mean, right. what's going on here?
Right. That's the thing.
You don't read the titles of the book?
That's the thing. When did it become the GOP's job to enforce what parents should be enforcing?
Mm-hmm. Why is it somebody else's job to tell me what my kid can read?
Right. It's you know? Nobody's
it's
job.
The library has these books available. They're not forcing you to check them out.
Now, you know? I mean, we passed this parental rights bill that yeah. that's wanting to tell you, well, really, as a parent, yeah. we're going to tell you what exactly. rights you exactly. actually have.
Yeah. Exactly.
I forgot to read the fine print on that so that you have a GOP lawmaker who can tell you what parenting yeah. your parenting should be.
Yeah, I don't understand what the mindset of all this. And you know, and going back to what you said, we were going to shrink the size of government. You couldn't expand it any more than what
no,
you're talking about.
No. Anyway, we're going to have to leave it right there. You've been watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.